Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the food to all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong, and they know in the end they signed on to the God of this world, who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population. But I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of the serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline emotions, just let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Now you know the rest of the story.
The year is 1995. And InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through cold space. Where people are extremely lazy, the social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality.
While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And I'm joined by Lee Stranahan here. We're going to be discussing the latest developments in the Ashley Biden diary story. Here are some of the headlines leading up to this. President Joe Biden's daughter reportedly writes of alleged abuse in diary. Why is the FBI investigating Ashley Biden's missing diary? Ashley Biden diary reveals child sex trauma, drug abuse, resentment for Joe. And so it ultimately ended up with Project Veritas. They said, oh, it was fake. And then the feds rushed in to grab it. So obviously it was real. And the details of the diary are sorted indeed. Lee Stranahan with me now. So, Lee, I mean, of all the affairs of the Biden family that we now know of, Hunter Biden's drug abuse and addiction, sex abuse and addiction, his need to film this and put it on his computer and on the Internet. Of course, we know about Hunter Biden sleeping with his sister-in-law. Joe Biden gave it a full endorsement to the public. But perhaps maybe the most sordid of all of this is the notion that Ashley Biden writes in her diary about potential sex abuse from Joe Biden in the shower when she was a kid. I mean, of all the sordid details of the Biden family, this might be the worst, Lee.
Well, on the face of it, I agree with you. And Ashley Biden's diary is very clear. She says in one paragraph, what this diary is she was going through a bad period during the Biden campaign. She was using a lot of drugs and having a number of affairs, and her marriage was on the rocks. And she was, fair to say, she was unable to control her sexuality. So what she might call sex addiction, and I won't get into the technical psychological definition of that, but she was being very self-destructive with her sexuality. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and for people to if they want to understand, it's if you've ever known somebody that's had a very degenerate drug addiction, and they just prioritize the drug abuse and the drug use over everything else, that's basically similar to what goes on with a sex addiction is, and that's why Ashley Biden, I guess, would write about all these affairs. Is you prioritize that over everything else. So she was going around, I guess, just sleeping with a bunch of men, and that was her most important thing in her life at the time. And there is a brain chemistry thing in association with that, but that's basically what is a sex addiction.
Well, and for instance, one person she slept with, and she slept with him very quickly after meeting him. She felt an attraction and slept with the person. Then she finds out afterwards he's married. So she's sitting here trying to figure out, and she could have seen that coming. Does that make sense? she thought. So in her diary, she's basically saying, why do I get involved with these people who are unavailable to me? Does it make sense?
Yes, yes.
And so she, in the diary, she's writing for herself. And this diary has been confirmed with a handwriting analysis. And furthermore, I'm going to say something here. The New York Times confirmed that this is Ashley Biden's diary, not Project Veritas. The New York Times confirmed that. I'll come to Veritas in a second. But she was going through this bad period and relapsing on cocaine and so on. So she's trying to figure out why she's doing this. Does that make sense? She was trying to figure out, why am I like this?
Yeah, so let me just kind of, because I understand where you're going with this. You're trying to explain. She's writing in this diary. She's kind of going through her own head. She's processing in her own head. Why did she become like this? Why did she get addicted to sex? Why did she get addicted to drugs? Why is she behaving in such a degenerative way? She's kind of self-reflecting on all these developments in her life.
Right.
And then ultimately she lands on what as the cause?
Well, she asked herself, and she answers, she said, was I molested as a child? I think I was. She says that very explicitly. By the way, if you want to listen to the diary, and I say listen, someone on YouTube, if you search for Ashley Biden's diary, talked it, it's about an hour. They did an audiobook of the diary. So you can, without reading her handwriting, if you want to see what she wrote, you can listen to a guy narrate it. So at one point she says, was I molested as a child? I think so. And then a few paragraphs later, she says, and I'm paraphrasing here, but she says, I've always been boy crazy. She said, I remember sleeping with friends at a very young age. And she said, and showers with my father, probably inappropriate. That's in the midst of her trying to figure out why she is this way. She says she took showers with her father that were probably inappropriate.
So basically now, the conclusion that she's reaching or that she's considering is that she was sexually abused as a kid, and one example would be her father, Joe Biden, in the shower with her.
Right. And so we're not accusing Joe Biden of that. She says, why am I like this? And that's something she hypothesizes. Does that make sense?
Yes, so, we're with you.
In other words, I think it's, I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. But I know she said that's what happened. And I know to dismiss it is insulting to her. Does that make sense?
Of course. Like, I mean, believe all women. We've all heard that 100,000 times. Believe all women.
And I'm not saying believe it, but there's no reason to dismiss it out of hand.
Well, I'm being facetious when I say believe all women, because that's just a leftist trope. But
right.
No. What you're saying here is this is Ashley's own words. This is in her own mind what she's considering.
And so if we want to be empathetic, right? I mean, legitimately empathetic. If we feel badly for the, you know, like you feel badly for someone who's alcoholic, right? And if they're trying to figure that out, and they said, I think my father gave me beer when I was 8 all the time. You wouldn't say, you're a liar, immediately. You'd say, okay, let's consider that, right? Because they're trying to work out their own problems. So Ashley Biden said that in a diary when she was going through rehab. And she's in the middle of rehab as she's writing this diary. Then what happened was she was staying in a house in Delray Beach, California. Forgive me, Florida. And you hear it referred to as Palm Beach, but it was actually Delray Beach. She was staying at a person's house, a house with a pool and everything. And then she left the house in the middle of the campaign to go to Philadelphia. And in doing so, she left a duffel bag and a suitcase full of papers with her name all over them. and she left the diary under the bed, you know, tucked under the mattress or something like that. Now, then, having left and left that stuff there, a woman named Amy Harris moved into the house. She was apparently friends with the owner. And she was going through a breakup, and she and her children moved in, and they found this diary. And it's very clearly, and they found papers saying they belong to Asher Biden. Now, right here, there was no theft, right? If I'm staying in a house and I leave my stuff there, and you move into the house and you find it, you didn't steal it, right?
That's correct. That's like the Hunter Biden laptop being left at an IT store.
Exactly right. And it's a good analogy because let me ask you a question I don't have the answer to, but I have my suspicions. Do you really think that maybe Ashley Biden wanted someone to see this?
You know, let's leave it right there. Great question. As we take a break, we'll answer it on the other side.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Before the break, as he was describing the situation that landed the Ashley Biden diary in the hands of journalists, is could Ashley Biden have intentionally left that diary behind, hoping somebody would see it like a cry for help? Maybe you could ask the same question about Hunter Biden's laptop. Now, let me just say this before we get into this with Lee Stranahan. I'm somebody that studied psychology in college and actually was considering about going into advanced studies of it, but I didn't want to stay in college. I didn't really like college. I didn't really like all the prerequisites you had to go through to get an advanced degree in psychology, so I skipped that, and I ended up just getting a degree in media, going into media. But psychology, human psychology, was something that was very intriguing to me. I excelled at that in those studies just because it came naturally. It was intriguing to me. So there are examples, Lee. Probably the best example would be in criminal psychology, specifically dealing with serial killers, where there reaches a point where they want credit for their work and they want to be caught. Now, this might not be the best example. I'm just saying there's a level of human psychology where you might do something, not even maybe subconsciously. You're doing something subconsciously, not even realizing you're doing it, because you want to be caught, you want credit, or in this case with the Ashley Biden diary, it's like a cry for help. There's no other way she can really cry for help. She doesn't really even know how to do that in her own mind. She can't even convince herself that she was abused as a kid. So this is kind of her subliminal, subconscious crying for help. Like, if I just leave this here and somebody finds it, maybe I can have my cries for help answered. I don't know if that's been the case for her or not. But why... Lee, let's just get back to the details here. She leaves the diary behind. It gets found by the next family. So she leaves the diary behind. I mean, would you really want to leave something like that behind? Apparently left some other personal belongings behind. Seems like something you don't leave behind, Lee.
Well, also, you know psychology. So I will say the diary also contains points where she says she loves her father. She says at several points, she loves her father. And that's consistent with the confusion she might feel. Saying she loves her father does not prove that he didn't love her, right? It proves that she's of two minds on it. One, she thinks that these inappropriate showers happen. And two, that children naturally love their parents, right? So that's the confusion that someone who's acting out sexually to get approval from men, because that's obviously what's going on. She talks about that a little bit in the diary, too. So I want to be clear about one thing I'm saying here. At no point did James O'Keefe or Project Veritas accuse Joe Biden of taking showers with his daughter. That accusation is made by Ashley Biden in this diary that eventually Project Veritas came to be in possession of. Now, the FBI says that AH, which is assumed is Amy Harris, and RK is a friend of hers, sold it to Project Veritas. And they have not denied that. So it seems like Amy Harris the woman who came into possession of the diary when she moved in the house sold it to Project Veritas. Okay? But at no point did James O'Keefe or Project Veritas accuse Joe Biden of anything. They never talked about it. Is that clear? Because I want to point out there was an FBI raid on James O'Keefe's house and an employee of Project Veritas. But no accusation was made by Project Veritas about Joe Biden. And you'll hear the lies sometimes. Well, James, Project Veritas accused Joe Biden. No, they didn't. Okay? Does it make sense?
Nobody accused Joe Biden of any of this until we saw the diary when Ashley Biden is the one that wrote the record.
Right. And Project Veritas didn't print that story. Now, one of the smears against James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, and you've heard it, and you've heard it about InfoWars, Project Veritas is not a journalistic organization, according to the New York Times and Washington Post and so on. They're an activist organization. You've heard that, right?
Yeah, I mean, they always try to slander real journalists like James O'Keefe.
Now, if someone who is not a real journalist got a hold of that diary about 10 days before the election, an activist, just a partisan activist, what would they have done logically? They would have gotten that diary out there, right?
Yeah, and the first I recall of hearing or seeing the diary was Patrick Howley reporting on it with the National Exactly. File. But I don't remember the dates of that reporting. I don't remember before or after election.
That was before the election. And Patrick Howley said in his report in National File, he was given the diary by someone with a media organization who's afraid that media organization, he's obviously talking about Veritas. He doesn't say it, but in retrospect, the person who gave it to Patrick thought that they weren't going to publish it. And sure enough, do you know what Project Veritas did when they had this explosive information?
Well, they said
they attempted to verify it. They didn't sit on it. They actively tried to verify it, but were unable to do so. They wanted confirmation from Ashley Biden. This is hers. Does it make sense?
Yes.
That's exactly what a journalistic organization would do. Now, despite that, months later, the Department of Justice, the FBI, did early morning raids with James O'Keefe and employee of Project Veritas. They came in with guns, said, put your hands in the air, and searched the guy's house and searched James O'Keefe's house. This is very dangerous when the FBI is doing this to a journalistic organization that had made no claims about this, right? Had done nothing wrong. And had received property that was not stolen, but they said in the warrant it was stolen. They knew that it was not stolen because they knew how Amy Harris came into possession of it. So just think of it. Forget the shower stuff entirely. The FBI raided the home of a journalist and a publisher in America who had done nothing wrong. We should stop there for a second. In light of Julian Assange being extradited, the war on journalism, and despite all of what Alex has been through, this war on journalism, this is a next level point in this. The FBI coming in, guns blazing, right, searching, and they took 200,000 pieces. They searched James O'Keefe's phone.
Well, let me do this because we're about to go to a break because you're on to something here. I want to continue down this path. Why did the FBI do that raid, and why did it take them a year to do it? We'll be right back with...
Ignacio Sousa's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have a high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Lee Stranahan is with us. And we're talking about the Ashley Biden diary, which we segue now into the war on journalism, because what's happened since the publishing or the sharing of the Ashley Biden diary is the government going after journalists for doing journalism. And that's what's going on. So when the FBI raided Project Veritas to get this journal, really, Lee, it just begs a lot of questions. And I'll just throw them out there. You can answer the ones you can and just kind of pontificate on the ones you can't. But first of all, why would the FBI raid somebody's house looking for Ashley Biden's diary that she left somewhere else? I mean, if she wanted to go find her missing diary, why wouldn't she just go knock on the door and ask for it back? Why send the feds? And then the other question would be, why wait a year? Why was there a year in between when the journal or the diary was received by Project Veritas, a year in between that and when the raid happened? Lee Stranahan, your thoughts, your answers.
Well, the wheels of justice move slowly. This initial FBI action was approved by Bill Barr because it was approved when Trump was still president. So the initial FBI looking into this, but the wheels of justice move slowly. Why did this take a year? Because first, the Delray police acquired the suitcase and the duffel bag with all these documents from Ashley Biden. Then the FBI was brought into the case by the Delray police, apparently because she's a high-profile daughter, right? But then Merrick Garland had to be brought in to approve, and a judge had to approve the search warrant for Veritas. And let me ask you another question. And this is a hypothesis. Why is Tucker Carlson bringing this up last Friday? Friday night. Last Friday, he brought up and he devoted the first 2 minutes. Tucker Carlson is the most watched news personality in the history of primetime news. He is the number one show ever. Okay? He's got a big audience and he knows it. Why did he devote 15 minutes on Friday night? And I have a conjecture for that. The Daily Mail had done a story about this about 4 days before. But still, and the Daily Mail's piece, anyone can find it, it's talking about the FBI going after Amy Harris currently on charges, not that she stole a diary, but that she sold the diary. They're not going after the contents of the diary. Shocking as they are. But let me ask you a question. And put on your thinking cap as a media person, Owen. So you're Tucker Carlson. Is the Ashley Biden diary story the most politically important story of the day?
No.
Politically important. Right. So what's more important? For instance, you did a great piece at the end of last hour. You're talking about Russia and the Ukraine war. The United States and Europe are facing massive economic catastrophe. Agreed?
Yeah, I think everybody's seeing that.
Everybody's seeing that. Gas prices over $5 a gallon. That is undoubtedly as horrible as what may or may not, I assume she's telling the truth, happened to Ashley Biden is not more politically important than this global economic crisis or the fact that NATO seemed to be pushing Russia into nuclear confrontation. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's the biggest geopolitical story right now. Absolutely.
Right. And I think Tucker's smart enough to realize that. But that being the world's biggest in terms of survival political story does not make it the best story to take down Joe Biden on. Let me explain. People, as you know, about half the people in this country are chronically stupid. They remain in ignorance because they want to. Half the people out there still would vote for Hillary Clinton if they had a choice. Half the people are still proud of Joe Biden, right?
I don't know if I'm that proud of Joe Biden, but no, the overall, I'd say, yeah, most sadly, there is a large, maybe still a majority of people in this country that are completely ignorant on most anything, pretty much.
And if you were to bring up nuclear war, a lot of people would be in denial completely about it. But, and I think Tucker knows that, and I think Tucker would share the concern we have with the implications of the war that the U.S. is pushing in Ukraine. However, I think the reason he devoted time to it on Friday was he realized the Joe Biden took a shower with his daughter is easier to understand. You don't need to know anything about geopolitics.
And it's in his daughter's own writing.
Right, exactly right. And few people can no one in there. I've seen no one defend it. I've seen people be in denial about it. And they say, well, it's Tucker Carlson. I don't believe anything he says. I've seen a few people like that on Twitter. I've seen no one say, so what if it's true? Big deal. Right? Does that make sense?
So well, I mean, I'm not going to respond to those people. I mean, obviously, we could have the response to those people. But yeah, I mean, certainly liberals and Democrats, they'll deny the truth, you know, if it smacks them dead in the face.
Right. But they'll be unable to deny this because this is an ongoing investigation, and that generates paperwork. Already, the FBI has confirmed this is Ashley Biden's diary. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we're
so,
with you.
As this goes through the legal process, more and more confirmation on this being Ashley Biden's diary, and that she said that about Joe Biden. I think it's important, I think, to understand why Tucker devoted 50 minutes on Friday to this story. I think he senses chum in the water with Joe Biden. Recently, the New York Times said a lot of Democrats are saying Joe Biden shouldn't run in 2024. And I think Tucker Carlson is focusing on this story specifically. There's not a lot new here. A lot of the information has been out for a while. But he's taking what is the most devastating and provable. Go ahead, deny it. And he is urging on his show, he urged people, if you're a reporter, ask Joe Biden at a press conference, why did you take a shower with his daughter? Can you imagine if that happened?
Well, this is why the White House press pool won't allow anybody in there that's not a Democrat activist, except Peter Ducey, who manages to get in there. I don't know how much longer that'll last, or maybe he's cut a deal with them. As long as they give him access, he won't ask certain questions. So, I mean, it would have to be some sort of an independent journalist off-the-cuff moment where it's not a controlled – but pretty much Biden's life is totally in control. They don't let anybody have access to him that's not allowed. The media has to be complete Democrat activists. He doesn't do real press conferences. So, I mean, for that question to be asked to Joe Biden, it's a long shot, I think.
But he said do it at a press availability, which is when he walks out to the helicopter. Or when he walks from an event.
Yeah, it's going to have to be one of those kind of gray area moments.
And so the reason I point this out is I'm glad you're covering his story. It's because it's not that it's the most important story politically, although it's horrible. I think Tucker's right. I think this is a story that if it springs to the surface, imagine if Biden's asked that. And there's now video of him stammering.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Talking about the Ashley Biden diary, why it's a story again now, how it has, story itself has examples of the war on journalism that is ongoing right now within our deep state, within our government, against people like James O'Keefe and groups like Project Veritas, not to mention Alex Jones here in InfoWars, even Lee Stranahan. But we're getting something there right before we went to the break, Lee. I wanted you to finish your comment there before we went to the break. And then also, just kind of before we conclude here, I mean, there is a story here. While it may not be the biggest geopolitical story and not the biggest political story at all, I think Americans would want to know if their president is a pedophile, child abuser, that might have even done things with his own daughter. That might be a significant development that people want to know about. And when you look at the family, when you look at Hunter Biden, when you look at Ashley Biden, something went wrong there. I mean, that's not how you want your kids to grow up to be. So we'll kind of finish off with that. But Lee, you can finish off your thoughts from the last segment, finish off your thoughts on the war on journalism before we kind of put a bow on this. Just looking at the children of Joe Biden and asking ourselves, boy, what went so wrong?
Well, I think a lot of people who are in the audience are, you know, if you're watching this, you're interested in politics, right? And so sometimes they get hopeless. And you know that, Owen. We cover the news. As people who cover the news, it's sometimes you have a story, you think, we've got this story dead to rights. This should be a big deal in public. And then you see it goes nowhere. Or they say it gets no traction. I think this is a story that can get traction because it's easy to understand. And although it's not the biggest story, I'm taking a cue from what Tucker did. And I'm saying it is important to not drop this story. Here's what else. Have you heard about anybody being banned from social media for talking about the Ashley Biden diary?
I can't cite an example, no. I mean, I don't know.
Right. You haven't heard about it, neither have I. I'm not saying there isn't one, but I'm saying we probably would have heard about it if someone was banned from social media. That means, unlike some stories, for instance, the stuff involving vaccines is a bigger story in terms of importance. But can you think of people who've been banned for discussing vaccines? Plenty. Therefore, if you're urging someone to focus on a story, I'm saying everybody on social media should be tweeting about this, the Hunt Ashley Biden's diary. They should be tweeting that phrase once a day because there's no risk in it that I see, Owen.
And then if they do end up banning it, it just becomes an even bigger story.
Yes, exactly right. And this is a story that does not seem to be resulting in any bans so far. And you're safe. You can do a video, do a blog post, do a tweet, do a Facebook post, whatever medium you have. What else you can do, find the diary online. It's in Ashley Biden's diary. She wrote it by hand. Okay, that means you can post on Instagram. There's pictures you can post. Does that make sense? So it's a multimedia story. There's plenty of this information. There's police reports out there. This is a story you can and should be talking about. And that's why I'm glad you had me on to talk about this. It's not that I think this is the most important story. But ironically, this could be a story. Do you agree? It's ironic, but this could be a story that brings down Joe Biden.
Well, let me, because you know, I have to go. That's the question. You know, if we're ultimately trying to save this country and we realize Joe Biden is maybe the threat number one to this country, you say, well, how do we get rid of the threat peacefully, politically, legally, lawfully? Well, with the truth. Okay, well, what's the truth with Joe Biden and Ashley? Was he showering with her inappropriately? Was he engaged in sexual abuse of his own child? Is that what's being recounted in this diary? But here's what's so frustrating, Lee. It's that, I mean, it's just the truth. Liberals and Democrats are just liars. They are just liars. And so they show a picture of Donald Trump with Ivanka on his lap, and they say, oh, look, Donald Trump, that's inappropriate. Look at how he treats his daughter. They show a clip of him saying how beautiful his daughter is. They say, oh, my gosh, look, Donald Trump's a pervert. He says this about his daughter. Okay, well, maybe you think that's weird. Maybe it's not so weird. What is weird is Ashley Biden writing in a diary that she believes it could have been her father inappropriately touching her and showering with her as a kid that led to her being a sex addict and a sex addicted to sex growing up and all the other problems that she's had. But again, maybe it could pick up traction. Maybe it could be the one. But we're dealing with people that won't live in reality, Lee. They deny reality. They lie through their teeth every day. With every breath they take, it's a lie. They're never going to live those lies down. So, yeah, should America know for the facts? Is Joe Biden a pervert, a pedophile? Did he sexually abuse his kids? Do we need an investigation? The problem is we're not dealing with people that deal in reality. We're not dealing with people that are honest, and so they're never going to be honest about this. They're never honest about anything. So, I mean, whether it's Hunter Biden and all of his sordid details and escapades, or whether it's Ashley Biden and what she writes in the diary, sadly, even though it should end this corrupt political family, I just don't think it will, Lee, because we're dealing with Democrats and liberals who are just 100% bona fide phony liars.
So let's talk about some history here. And So my first work as a reporter was on the John Edwards affair story. That's the first thing I covered as a reporter. Remember that? John Edwards was accused, and there's a picture on the National Enquirer of him with a baby. He was accused of having an affair. Remember that story?
Vaguely, but yes.
Yes. That story was denied until it wasn't. Another big story I worked on was the Anthony Weiner sexting story with my friend Andrew Breitbart. And that story, you remember the press conference for Weiner that Andrew got up on stage during?
Sure.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that press conference did not result in Anthony Weiner resigning. People don't remember that. Andrew got up on stage. It was a big hubbub, but Anthony Weiner was still in Congress next week. Hemingway is a story where he talks about how someone went bankrupt. And he says, slowly at first, then all at once. The way these stories break is Edwards, I remember in the Edwards story, it was denied, 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 until it just wasn't. And you know what's going to happen on this Biden story? If this ends up taking him down, the people who are just denying it now will suddenly go, well, we always knew there was problems. I never trusted him. There will suddenly be no Biden supporters. The people who defended Anthony Weiner suddenly got very quiet when he was out of Congress. And so I'm saying to people, I understand what you're saying, Owen, but we, in the Edwards story, eventually he was taken down. Eventually Anthony Weiner was taken down. Now, you're not going to ever get them completely admitting the truth, but I think there is sufficient reason to believe that Joe Biden, look at the New York Times piece, Joe Biden is in some trouble with the I think a lot of Democrats, did you say AOC not endorse Biden in 2024?
Well, that doesn't surprise me as much, but you're still on to something, because they asked all the Senate Democrats if they would endorse Biden in 2024. Only five of them said yes. So there's no doubt Joe Biden is in big trouble. And but, you know, there's already an example of what you're talking about with the Hunter Biden laptop. It was denied, denied, denied. Now they all accept it's fact. But has that really changed anything?
Well, I think until you get near the tipping point, it doesn't tip over. So this is the case where people watching can
final 30 seconds here, Lee. Final 30 seconds. Take it.
Don't give up and don't give in on this one. We're near a tipping point, I think. Owen, thanks for having me on. Great talking to you, brother.
Lee Stranahan, Gay Stuff. And ladies and gentlemen, look who is in the studio with me now. He's just landed from flight hell.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But listen, I'll be back. I got even more stuff I got to do tomorrow, then I'm back completely Wednesday. Love you guys. Love Lee Stranahan. He's such a great painter, done such great work. And the great Gerald Celente is coming up
look,
right now.
It's real. In the flesh. In the flesh.
I said yes.
Alex Jones. Gerald Celente takes over. I'll see you guys. I'm hosting the War Room in T-minus 1 hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.